This year, nearly 1,700 Natterjack toads have been released in Castle Gregory. This is part of an ongoing partnership between the National Parks and Wildlife Service and Fota Wildlife Park. Natterjack toads are native to the Castlemaine and Castle Gregory areas. However, the population has declined enormously in recent years. To date, 9,000 toadlets have been released through this conservation effort. I spoke with Sean McKeown, director of Fota Wildlife Park, to get a better understanding of this project.
We're here to talk about Natterjack toads. We were approached in 2016 by the National Parks and Wildlife Service, Dr. Ferdier Marnell. He suggested that we might try rearing some spawn and see how successful we are getting that to toadless stage, so then we could release the toads back into the wild. And the reason why we're doing that is that they had started a program with local farmers to dig holes or little ponds on their farms, so that we could have up to a maximum of two on each farm, and they were going to act as breeding spots for the Natterjack toads. So these farms are all around the native habitat in Kerry, and that was to try and expand the current population into what would have been previous habitat used by the Natterjack toads. The current population there is around 10,000 adults, breeding adults, or adults that can breed. The idea was to try and get that to double that, or possibly more than double that, over 10-15 years. So they already had started that process by trying to move spawn from an area that the frogs would have spawned to these ponds that were dug out and for the sole purpose of allowing the spawn to hatch, rear, and then the young toadlets then to spread out in the local habitat. What happened was there was a very, very, very low survival rate of the spawn in the transfer process, and they'd asked us to see if we could increase that survivability, and we were able to increase that from about 4 or 5% to about 70-80%. That first year we released 600-700 toadlets back into the wild. So that's how it first started, that has grown over the years. To this year, we'll have about 1,700 toadlets released back into the Maharees area of County Kerry.
And do you want to tell me a bit about the process of getting them ready to be released?
Yeah, so we were just inside there. We saw the little pools that the spawn would be kept in. It slowly hatches itself. We just keep the environmental, the same temperature as what's outside, so we don't change any temperature or etc. of the water. So they hatch naturally into tadpoles. We start feeding the tadpoles, and then from there on they develop into little Natterjack toads, as we call toadlets, and they're about the size of your thumbnail, but half the size of your thumbnail when they hatch, up to about just over the size of your thumbnail when we release them back into the wild. So they usually lay eggs in sort of May, June, and possibly up to the beginning of July. Really example of what's happening to the ponds and to the Natterjack toads in the wild in last year in 2022, where there were very few or no spawning of Natterjack toads in the Kerry area. Because it was so dry. We had a very dry spring which ran into May and into June, at the end of that period one or two areas did breed, but they were in water troughs, for instance, so they were able to bring that spawn to us, and then we reared them, and then lucky enough in 2022 last year we were able also to breed the toads here, and we were able to in total release around 1,000 last year, and then this year that's increased to about 1,700, and since 2016 we've released over 9,000 Dingle Aquarium are also involved in a project, but on the other side of the bay, and that has resulted in probably 2,000 or 3,000 being returned. So there's, we've been, between Dingle and ourselves, we've been able to manage to produce enough more toadlets than the existing current adult population and return them back into the wild. The habitat is a very unique sand dune habitat. It's very sensitive to change, and particularly environmental change. So what's happening is, with the farming practices and taking the water out of the ground, etc., through wells, and it's not just farmers who will be doing this, and also the changes in climate over where it's become, those areas have become much drier. And that may be a transient thing, and in a year or two, the climate might get more. 10 years or 15 years, it might get wetter, and they'll be able to survive naturally. But because what's happened is we've had a contraction of the population into smaller areas, and because of that, they are very susceptible to extinction. What we've been able to do, I mean, in the environment, they would control a lot of insects, midges, things like that, so they'd actually keep things that in some ways are a bit pestering to us down, but they, you know, the spawn in the life cycle of things, the spawn and the toadlets, etc., would be food for a lot of other animals, even things like otters, crows, rooks, ravens, that sort of thing, but also other insects as well. So it's not. It's a variety of animals that are also dependent on the toads themselves as food, but also the toad helps to maintain the balance, particularly the insect balance of these habitats, and prevents us them going out of control.
Finally, is there anything people can do if they lived in the area themselves to kind of promote the toads in any way?
Well, they just have to be aware of the habitat so they're not damaging it. So there's not overuse of these sand dunes by people, to make sure that there is good growth of natural plants, and that there's not so much erosion of the dunes, so they don't blow away, or that the plants aren't able to grow in the dunes themselves. So it's a variety of things that people can do. The other thing is, you know, just keep litter and other things like that down, and be aware of the benefits of the toads. They can actually help you.